Now, June is the month of cabaret in Adelaide, with shows that bring a welcoming, warm intimacy to this chilly time of year. Even though the cabaret festival doesn't start until tomorrow, the month-long Adelaide Cabaret Fringe is already well underway. And joining us now on the line is New York performer and festival ambassador Pamela Shaw. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning. Thank you. Nice to speak with you.
Yes, it's lovely to hear from you. Now, you've brought your show Naughty to the festival this year. How has it been received so far?
So far, so great. I must say I've just been thrilled. We did the gala opening of Fringe last Friday. I guess it was June 1st. And I did three songs from the act, and I just was so gratified because, well, it's my experience working in Australia all the time that I just feel on the same wavelength as everybody here, and that the songs communicate. Hopefully, when you do cabaret, they communicate to a large amount of people all over the world, and that's the whole point of it, I think. So I feel great, yeah. We've done two shows at La Boheme, and plus the three songs at the gala so far, and just loving it.
So in what different ways does your show explore the themes of naughtiness?
Naughty as being, it's all based on Matilda's song in Matilda the Musical, Tim Minchin's, which really, really took me when I first saw it as being just the thematic of everything I wanted to do and be, and that is challenging anything that is in your way of being who you really are. And I think that being naughty changes from when you're little to when you're adolescent to when you're a young person to when you're more mature. And somehow naughty can be rebellious, and then it could get self-destructive, and I think usually does, until you kind of get to the point of saying, well, that's naughty, is really changing the rules about whatever stands in my way of accomplishing what I want to do. And it's really an inside job of shaking things up and challenging the status quo. So it kind of transitions from that.
I see, yes, it's sort of one of those things everyone needs a little dose of every now and then, but
like every day.
Yes, just a little bit, but you can't take it too far, but of course without it things sort of become stale and dull, so it's a bit of a balancing act. For those unfamiliar with cabaret, what sort of experience can fringe goers expect when they go and see your show?
Well, I feel the cabaret has a real possibility of intimacy and connection with each person in the audience. So that even though we haven't been through exactly the same travels, we're all human beings, and we've all had our challenges and our pleasures and excitements and frustrations. And so it's really connecting on a one-to-one basis through the universal communication of music and text.
It is a very intimate performance art. I wonder, is there any sort of element of audience participation in your show?
Not a whole lot, except for energetic. And by that I mean, I feel when the audience is with me, I feel like I need the audience and I need a communication on an energetic level. It's not really sort of clap-along kind of cabaret, although that's a certain type that's wonderful and fun. This is not that. This is more of a story piece, a journey. And it's more of a collective journey of having fun and tender moments and some sad moments and some euphoric moments and sharing that. And hopefully that piquing every person's identification with that. And so connecting and so participation that way.
I see. So you performed a very well-received version of the show at last year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Has it developed much since then?
Very much so. I had the theme, and I had my own, I guess, ideas are sort of more, it was more audience participation and less scripted. And the producer of that, the UK producer, invited me. I'm doing a UK festival after this. And he suggested that the text could be developed so that the linkage between the songs was more articulated. And so I did that. I work with my dear friend, Ron Orbach, who we co-wrote the text part now and sort of made sure that it had a beginning, middle, and an end.
Mm, so more structured.
More structured. Thank you. That's the word.
Well, that's good. We like a bit of structure, but there's, of course, probably still a bit of room for, now I'm searching for a word, spontaneous
totally.
Moments.
Totally. That's what I mean. You know, I thought you were doing me. Now I'm searching for a word. Yeah, definitely. That's. I don't think I would be up there without that. I'm not about, you know, just very serious text in cabaret and da, 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 and then so-and-so wrote. That's not me.
Mm.
I need to be in the moment, and I need to take whatever that is. And sometimes that's, oh, my God. What am I? I'm wandering now. You know, so of course it's inclusive of all those moments. But it's more structured than Edinburgh. I think so. I'm freer to have those moments without the audience getting lost of what the hell I'm talking about.
I'm speaking with Cabaret Fringe ambassador and performer Pamela Shaw about her show Naughty and other cabaret matters. Now, the Cabaret Fringe has been running for almost a week now. How busy have you been in your role as festival ambassador?
Well, I wouldn't say that has kicked in too much. I've been in communication. It's been written about. I'm going to do a master class, which I'm thrilled about because I have taught before and I love it. I love getting with young people and doing that. And I'm very much in spirit feeling ambassadorial.
Ambassadorial?
Thank you. Ambassadorial.
Yes. Ambassadorial. So I was wondering, you don't really have any other official duties that are required of the ambassador? Or is it just, making people, you know, feel connected to cabaret when you talk to them and things like that?
So far, that. I'm anticipating more. I'm open for whatever. Do you got any ideas?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, a badge or a ribbon wouldn't hurt, sort of a crown.
They should have given you a badge at least.
Yeah, you know?
So how have you found mingling with other performing artists here in Adelaide? Has there been much
best.
Time?
The best, the best, the best. I'm actually going to see another show tonight, and I try to see as many things as possible. And I was very excited. I'm dying to see the flamenco thing, which I'm going to go to race to after my show. I think it's next week, and several other shows that I want to see. And I'm also very, very keen on. Seeing the festival shows and doing whatever I can with that. And I like the idea of integrating the two. I don't know how that works here, and that I don't know if everybody else is of that mindset, but I'm all about inclusivity and just, you know, connection of all of us, sort of after the same thing, that art really is about the flow of life in every different way, and as many ways as that can go. I'm all for that, and I'm all for connecting with performers and audiences and people who are of like minds, whether they're watching or performing.
So even though your show, it runs until the 17th, isn't that right?
That's correct.
So it's safe to say you'll be hanging around in Adelaide for a bit to enjoy the other cabaret festival and fringe festival performances?
I'm here. I'm available. I want to do it all. I have a show in Melbourne on the 18th, so I'm off first thing on the 18th. And then I'm back to the States. I'm actually doing an Australian musical that is starting there in the New York Musical Festival. And then I'm going to the UK to do Naughty. So, but I'm here until the morning of the 18th. Rock and roll.
Yes, it sounds like you're going to be trying to pack in as much as possible. Now, you mentioned flamenco. Are there any other shows that are on your top list of picks to see at the Fringe? I know you can't play favorites, but any that come to mind?
Well, none that I've seen yet that I kind of don't want to pick favorites, actually.
No, of course,
I know
course.
I'm going to this to see this tap dancer does backrack because I was taken with that, but I'm
oh, yes,
I don't
we had her
sing.
On the show last week.
Did
she's
you?
Very good. Yes,
did you? Yeah, I loved I saw her. She was at the gala and I was taken with her, and her arms and her tap and the whole combination just intrigued me. But several other people do too, and there's a lot of people that I'm going to miss not being here for the last week, which really is irritating. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I mean, I cannot tell you how many people I'm missing not being here, and that just, that makes me sad, but, you know, work calls. What are you going to do?
It does. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning, Pamela. We really appreciate you taking the time.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure, and I thank you.
Pamela Shaw is one of this year's Cabaret Fringe Festival ambassadors. You can catch her show Naughty at La Boheme on Grote Street until June the 17th. For more information about the show, as well as the festival itself, you can visit our website, radioadelaide.org.au.